Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Staying busy?
Well, actually, we're just staying busy, getting ready to be busy, I guess.
Really? Is that right? I would think that you're just almost no time to sit down. But what are you all able to do as far as testing now for coronavirus? I know that has changed a lot just in the last few days, a week or so anyway.
Right. Well, in the beginning when this started, we were required to contact and go through the health department to have patients approved that needed to be tested. And then probably about 10 or 14 days into it, that was released to private labs. So we have more availability now of testing, and that's based more on an independent evaluation by a physician, and then it's decided if the testing is needed. So, And we do have several laboratories that they can use. Our initial turnaround times were pretty high, up to about 7 to 10 days, because they had to be shipped to California. So that was a challenge in itself, because then you're still self-isolating someone for that period of time. But since the labs have kind of gotten in gear and everything, we get a pretty quick turnaround, maybe 24 to 48 hours on inpatients. So those would be the patients who are sicker, more ill, and they take the priority. But otherwise, testing, we can usually have those in about 3 to 4 or 5 days right now.
You mean the results?
The results, yes.
Uh-huh. So if someone comes in and wants to be tested, is it, at this point, you're pretty much able to accommodate them?
We do have the testing, what's needed to test patients. It's still on a physician exam basis. Not everyone that presents for a test always needs a test. Mm-hmm. So, again, that decision has to be made by a physician and after doing a physical exam, and history is a very important part of that decision making.
I see. And then you say there are some private organizations involved in providing testing in Hunt County now?
Right, like lab, outside laboratories will do those. So Quest, I believe, does those. Mm-hmm. And so that's who we are using right now.
Are you getting more requests now than you were, say, a month ago, or has it kind of leveled off a bit?
I think it's probably leveled off. We are doing more testing now because it's more available.
I see.
So, and, you know, as you test more, the numbers are going to go up.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily, you know, those may have been positive previously. We just weren't able to always test for those.
We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. How are you all staying safe? And by you all, I mean yourself and other nurses and personnel there in the emergency centers and the hospital.
Well, this is kind of what we do. It's certainly a little more alarming now because of the seriousness of it and how easily it is spread. But we've done this for a long time. We have ramped up our education and reviewed everything, all the principles that we need to follow about personal protective equipment. And so we've drilled and we know things that we need to do. And each nurse is versed on, you know, health issues. So we try to take care of ourselves. If someone is tired and needs a day off, we try to work with them and get that. The better condition that your body can be in mentally and physically, that's really what we need right now.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any personnel come down with the virus?
I have not.
Good. That's good to know. Well, don't have much time left, but a couple of things related to Hunt Regional. The hospital district, as I still call it, is looking for retired healthcare folks to volunteer to help out.
Right. When this started, the Board of Nursing and the Medical Board really took a step outside and they looked ahead for what would happen if we did have a huge influx of patients. So they loosened some of the restrictions if you had previously been licensed. So that was the goal of that, was to increase the workforce if needed in an emergency. So at this point, if someone is retired, didn't renew their nursing license, and wanted to help out in some situations, we might be able to use that. And that would be, you know, a lot of people still love to volunteer. Mm-hmm. And so that would be an option.
Good. So they would contact, I'm sure, Hunt Regional in Greenville and make themselves available.
Right. We have a labor pool, and so particularly we do screening now. We have screeners at the doors, and it's kind of a controlled situation right now. So that might be an option for someone who's previously been licensed to help us out.
Right. And then I talked with Pud Kearns about this a while back, but Hunt Regional on its website has a CDC self-checker for coronavirus. That could be handy for people who are a little bit worried and concerned.
Right. The CDC website, it's cdc.gov, has a large amount of information that's very helpful to people. Most any question that you might have could be found there. And the self-checker is very interesting. So if you had concerns, it asks some more specific questions about your location and different specifics that would put you at risk.
Mm-hmm. Looks as if there's a person that you interact with online and you answer the questions and they reply to you and you go back and forth that way.
Yes, yeah. Like a virtual person.
Yeah, so could be very helpful to folks if they're a little bit worried about that. And again, there's a link there on the Hunt Regional webpage. Kim, we thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for the time here this morning, because I know how busy you are. So, thanks.
I'd just like to say thanks to the community in Commerce. They have really reached out to us and been exceptional. They have shown us a lot of support and love, and we really appreciate that. That means a lot to us.
Kim Sines is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.